Okay, Fred, this is the time that I really like, which is you and I get to talk about the research we did and think about the motivations of why people give. And the reason that I think we care so much about this is twofold. The first is you and I have seen it. When donors give, but they haven't done the work to really think about their motivations and why they want to give, they can end up making terrible mistakes. So for example, let's say there's a donor that really wants to do trust-based philanthropy, and they care so much about what they call general support grants, and they say, we want to give just to the nonprofit and not ask any questions, except then like a month later, they go in and start meddling in the nonprofit's business, and they could end up derailing entire projects that way without even knowing it. And so when we talk about motivations for people to give, we want to talk to you, the donor who's listening, about your motivations and think through with you through our conversation about how you can make sure you're giving in the best possible way so that you're showing up for the nonprofits in the best possible way. And that's all linked into your personal motivation for giving. So let's talk about that today. And then the second thing we're going to talk about is there's great research we just read that showed what are the issues that people are giving to today. And like, are they giving to the environment? Are they giving to education? What's up? What's down? I think that's really important because a lot of donors care about a lot of issues, and they might want to invest more in an area that's maybe underinvested in, or they might want to invest in something that they see a whole lot of other donors investing in, but they have a particular issue that they care about. So this is to you, the donor who may already be doing a great job at the kind of issue you're working on, but you might want to hone your strategy and think through, okay, what's everybody else doing? And how can I make sure that I'm showing up with my best self? So I'm really excited to talk about this more with you, Fred. And please tell me some thoughts first about what are your thoughts about the motivations behind why people give?
I'll start with a story and then bring it back to present day. So back when I ran a nonprofit in the 90s, and that was like the first tech boom, we had this wonderful donor. He made a lot of money in tech, and he wanted to help us. We were working on purchasing forests to protect animals. And the thing was, is that the way he wanted to help us, besides giving money, was basically trying out his theories on how we could raise money through websites. This is the 90s. And nobody was really effective at raising money through websites. But he ran us around and around and around, and honestly wasted a lot of our time because he thought he knew best. And that, to me, speaks to one of the reasons that people give. It's called egoism. Now, that can just be a really warm glow, like, I feel really good helping out people. But sometimes people go a little too far with that. And I want to bring that back to today. There's a movement called effective altruism. It's run by a lot of folks who have a lot of money and are really smart. And so they are trying to pick to them what are the most important issues facing humanity and then fund work on that. And I really applaud that. And at the same time, that really worries me, because I've seen when people have a lot of money, when a donor has a lot of money, they can skew what people work on, whether it's really a good idea or not. So I'm all for effective altruism, as an example, and I applaud those people for giving their fortunes away. At the same time, I think knowing that ego plays a role or can play a role in giving is something that donors should think about, and how they give.